When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The Giants and Saquon Barkley worked a long period of time, couldn't get that deal done over years. And within a couple of hours, the Eagles had an agreement done.
Giants fans do not care that he got paid a boatload from Philadelphia in comparison to what he was going to get from the Giants.
You never welcome back to the Meadowlands, and I burned his jersey last night.
The Giant fan looks at it and says, our star player is now going to a team that we detest the most of anybody in the sport. And that's the way they feel about it.
I don't have to root for you. I don't have to like it. I don't have to wish you luck.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, couple things here.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
Kirk Cousins, fourth round pick. You were correct. 102nd overall.
So maybe I am doing my studying for the show.
So through this contract, fully guaranteed, career fully guaranteed money would be $329 million. If he makes it through this new contract with the Falcons, he'll have made $411 million.
God, that's a lot of money.
And one playoff win.
That's all he has?
12 years.
The one with Minnesota, right?
One playoff win. Fourth round pick. Guess who this deal, $411
million?
This is his
third team.
Imagine that.
Almost $500 million.
What an agent. Get him on the phone. Mike McCartney, get him on the phone.
That's an agent, huh? Oh. My goodness. All right, so Saquon is gone. Giant fans, you get a lot of opposing views here. You got some are like, whatever, just go. Some, myself included, are go and don't succeed. Like, I don't want him to ultimately succeed.
People burning jerseys.
And then you have the other side of it where people are losing their minds. I don't understand how you can lose your mind over this.
I told you. I think there are a lot of people that feel like it's, when they have a team, that it's an honor to be a member of that team, and you should do whatever it takes to make
sure that happens. So I would say take a step back, and if you are, whoever you are, if you're making $100,000 at your current job, but you're offered $170,000 to go work for a competitor, what would you do? Would you show loyalty to?
I don't even think 170 is, I don't even know if that's a fair.
But 100 value, to 170 though. is a monstrous raise, Rick.
Yeah, but look what they paid Devin Singletary. What do you think the offer to Saquon Barkley was?
I think that they probably offered him...
9 a year? 10 a year?
Yeah, between 9 and 10. 9 and a half, something like that.
I'd say, so if you're making 100 and someone offers you 200 a year. I mean, unless you want to meet me halfway, which it doesn't feel like the Giants were really willing to meet him halfway.
They made it pretty obvious from the jump that they really didn't want
to
keep him.
This is what we would like to pay you. And once you hit the market, if all of a sudden... You know, the running back market is so suppressed that you're not going to get an offer that we feel like is too much money because we don't prioritize your position, then yeah, we'll think about it. But otherwise, safety, running back, you guys go get yours and good luck.
Right.
And well, that's what McKinney did and that's what Saquon did.
But I think that the reason people are so angry is solely because it's the Eagles. Have we had one caller call today and said, I can't believe Xavier McKinney went to the Packers? Nobody cares.
No, it was the opposite. It was Xavier McKinney looks good in the Green Bay uniform.
Right. I mean, Xavier McKinney, good player, 4 years, did well for the most part, had a really good season, didn't leave the field last year, goes to the Packers, you wish him luck.
Right, but I think it makes it worse, though, is it's almost like compounding the initial mistake. You know what I mean? It's like, I think there was a lot of people that when the pick was made at 2, were like, whoa, what are we doing?
Oh, it was a moronic pick from
right.
the jump.
So you already made the mistake. And now burst on the scene and he's awesome. His rookie season, he was awesome.
Which resulted in what? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
So now, as we fast forward through 6 years, we have a second overall pick on a running back that made no sense at the time. Don't have winning to show for it. Didn't trade him last year when you could have got something for him. And on top of it, no more Saquon. And oh, by the way, he's with the Eagles. Like, that's not great.
Yeah, I think this could be a misstep of not trading him. Now, he still could have wound up on the Eagles because he would have been an expiring deal and they could have jumped in and they could have gotten him. But at least you'd have an additional third or whatever pick this draft. Now you don't get that till next year's draft.
Right. And so, and then depending on how the whole formula works and everything else, the whole thing's convoluted. But I guess Burns doesn't count against that because you actually traded for him.
Right.
But, Joe Shane has a plan, which should make Giants fans feel good. On top of the fact that you know ownership loves Saquon Barkley, just like they love Daniel Jones, then they allowed Joe Shane to sell them a plan. They bought into the plan, and then he executed the plan. Like, right now, this is where, like, I'm sure, like, when you sit down with the owner, and the more, by the way, the more you read, and now with all the athlete podcasts and everything else, the more inside info you get, like, these owners are involved.
Of course
like,
they
I was listening to Edelman. Like, Robert Kraft is always around.
Always involved, like, wants to know what's going on. Which, and you mentioned this earlier, I think is a good point. That actually gives me a feeling of, wait a minute, they're involved, and they let the Giants move on from Saquon. Joe Shane is running this thing.
Right, and I think Joe Shane's probably done a really good job where he's actually had, you know, probably numerous meetings with ownership and laid out exactly what the plan was, explained to them, hey, this is where the NFL is going, this is how much this position is worth, this is how much this position is worth, and this is really where we need to spend our money. And ownership said, hey, sounds good to us. As much as we like him, we agree. Offensive line, once and for all, I gave you the list yesterday of all the assets and money you've spent on O-line. It hasn't worked.
Right.
We got to fix it. Have to, because if it's not for Daniel Jones, it's going to be for whoever we draft. We got to fix that. They're trying. On top of that, we drafted, you know, fifth overall, Kayvon Thibodeau. Had a really good second year.
How do we make him better? Let's add a guy on the other side that's better than him now.
Right, especially with this new defensive coordinator, the defense we're running. So they did that. But you look at, like, just how the NFL values all of these positions, and the Giants are taking care of all of those positions first.
Right. Rank for me. Now, they don't have the quarterback yet, but not for lack of trying. They just haven't gotten that yet. But most important position, quarterback.
Quarterback, left tackle.
All right, so slowly do this now. Left tackle, done.
Left tackle, done. Their best defensive player, pressure from the inside. You saw what they just did with Chris Jones in Kansas City. So Dexter Lawrence.
Or edge rushers, too.
Right.
Right. Done. Right?
Done. They drafted a young corner that they really like.
Done.
Now they need the receiver.
Right.
And they need the quarterback.
Right. So quarterback, you imagine, is something they're going to go after. Receiver as well. They'll try to continue to fix the offensive line. But the least, and I know it stinks that this is the situation we're in, the least important positions are safety, right? Running back. And they've kind of punted on that for the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know if punted. I just think that they...
For the moment.
I mean, well, no. I mean, at running back, I think they did what they intended to do. They have a guy that they're not, you know, that's durable, so he's not going to miss time. When you look at his yards per attempt,
it's over 4 yards a carry.
He's good, and I'm paying him half.
Right.
So when you take that
less
formula,
than half.
Right. Like, so money spent with production, they like how the math works. On top of that, I don't think that Brian Daboll, with what you've seen from him in Buffalo, is a guy who wants to run his offense through the running game.
Devin Singletary is what percentage of Saquon Barkley in your mind? 80%?
I don't know.
70%?
I don't think anyone's game planning for Devin Singletary.
Nobody.
I think there are teams that are game planning to shut down Saquon Barkley.
100%. But Devin Singletary is a more than competent NFL running back.
He's a good running back. So 70, that sounds all right.
Okay. But if you have a better offensive line and you have a better quarterback down the road and you bring in some more weapons, Jalen Hyatt gets better and Waller has a better season. Like, again, I'm not trying to be overly optimistic. I'm just trying to look at this from the standpoint of how the Giants are looking at this from.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I understand why they did it. I've always been of the opinion that it's tough for me as a former player to have someone like Saquon Barkley that's done all the right things. And, you know, one of the things you hold against him is his position. That's not his fault, right? I mean, it's just that he's a running back, and he's a really good running back. The injury stuff, no one wants to be hurt. I can promise you that. It's the absolute worst. Wants to be a Giant, been a great leader, never done anything wrong. I mean, the worst thing you can probably say about him was that he actually decided to go on the boat trip. But besides that, like, he's been the perfect Giant. Those are guys that I would like as a former player to think you take care of, but they don't value that stuff the way I guess I value it.
Well, let's go to our buddy Yov in Israel. Hi, Yov. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And happy Dave. It's Dave. I mean, you're the greatest. You know how much I love you and I appreciate you. I just want to wish you a happy birthday, and I wish you have a great day.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know we feel the same about you and think about you all the time. So what do you got today, Yov?
Listen, I think the Giants got better. Listen, they got two legitimate offensive line, and they got Burns, who is going to help Kevin Thibodeau be better. And I think this defense look good. Like, you got cornerback, the defensive line look good. You got linebacker. It's good. It's looking. It's starting to look good. I second who? Who cares?
Yeah, I think a lot of people disagree with you, and it's starting to look better. There's still quite a bit of work to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do. I mean, again, if you don't feel like you have your quarterback, there's still a lot of work to do. But you're headed in the right direction. I think the more you see Joe Shane kind of handle his business, the more you recognize what the plan is. I still don't understand. They have to explain to me why they didn't trade, at least entertain the idea of trading.
The only thing that would make any semblance of sense, well, I guess there's two. If they thought there was a real chance they were going to keep him, because then why would you trade him? Or, like you mentioned, if you thought that by trading him, you would just lose the locker room entirely, right?
Yeah, I would lean probably that. That locker room was probably worse
than we
thought.
I'd love to know the answer to
especially
that.
The whole wink stuff and everything else going on.
Let's go to Subi in Midtown. Hey, Subi.
Hey, guys. Simple as this. We are no longer Saquon dependent. We don't have to deal with his lone running back system. So we can get two running backs now. I think Aaron Jones is available. But the only thing
Aaron Jones is not with available. The Vikings. And they're not going to bring in an Aaron Jones type. They'll bring in another B-level running back.
Yeah, the other thing I have to say is that, you know, he's been in our system for the last 5 years, so we know how to play him. Not only that, we have to be dependent on, like, the new positions that are coming out, like the tight end. Like, so that's why I recommend Brock Bowers. And if we were to offer, you know, Dave, a Brock Bowers jersey now, would he take it? And would he take him with the 6th pick? Like, for
no, I would not. I'm sorry, I would not take Brock Bowers.
No, he's going to take, if you have neighbors sitting there or Brock Bowers, he's going to take
I want either the receiver neighbors. Or the quarterback. If I love Brock Bowers, I'm trading back. I'm not taking Bowers 6.
Oh, listen, I understand the temptation when you see guys like Sam LaPorta and what he does, but still, I mean, if you give me and the other thing with the tight end is you don't have to pay him as much as you end up having to pay the wide receiver.
Back. Right, but okay, let's do an exercise now. Best tight end in football is who?
Ooh, Kelsey.
Was he a first round pick?
Mm-mm.
All right, who's next? Kittle? LaPorta?
Mark Andrews is a stud.
It was not a first round pick.
Kittle's a stud.
Was not a first round pick. LaPorta's stud.
There's a lot of good tight ends,
though.
No, I know, but plus
I'm not saying you don't want a good tight end.
Right.
I'm saying, for me, it's too much.
You know, I'm not, I told you, if it's one of those three receivers, or Brock, as much as I like Bowers, I would take the receiver.
Well, let's go to Mike in Ossining, who's been on hold for quite some time. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, you're the only one I'd wait an hour and a half for on hold to wish a happy birthday. You and I actually have the same birthday, Dave, and I think Rick forgot to mention yesterday that we share a birthday with a very famous actor by the name of Ron Jeremy. Did you forget that one yesterday, Rick?
You know what?
He wasn't on the list.
I was unaware that today is also Ron Jeremy's birthday.
So Dave was acting like Ron Jeremy last night.
And Dave, real quick, a Cuddle Mary Trash RJ edition. Your favorite RJ mishaps. Was it A, Jefferson instead of Jefferson?
Uh-huh.
Was it the Buffalo Bills?
Uh-huh.
Or was it Dr. Shaw J?
Oh, that's good. Happy birthday to you, Mike. I would good say Jefferson would be the trash.
Right.
Jay Shaw's married.
Jay Shaw's good.
Yeah.
And the Buffalo Bills.
The mishap, the Jay Shaw mishap was...
Yeah, because you heard it in real time.
It still haunts me when I do the reads.
You heard it in real time collapsing in front of him.
Yeah. Like
right,
you
RJ?
Heard the wires crossing.
I mean, just crumbling to the ground right in front of you.
I've had some gems. What song were you going to... Or what music were you... What were you going to play?
Wow, well said.
Not good.
Well said.
Josh... How do you say it? Josh Shea?
Jay Shaw. I mean, you think the name would have been like some exotic, you know, like nine syllable name. How do you say this name? Jay. The name is Jay.
J-A-Y.
J-A-Y, RJ.
Josh Shea?
How do you say this name?
Like Ja Rule?
Ja Rule, yeah.
What else you got? He's got the two breakfasts.
Yeah. That got us two other free breakfasts. There's some good stuff in there.
So excitable, though.
The new one where it's too hot. I gotta get out of there.
So after the Buffalo Bills lost today, last night, I gotta get out of here. This spot's too hot. I was mad at Stamatis.
I love that one. I was mad at Stamatis. Who would have ever thought that RJ would utter the phrase, I was mad at Stamatis?
Nobody. Not one person.
RJ, I haven't heard from your mom yet today.
On the Twitter?
Anywhere. She hasn't texted me or called.
She's going to give you happy birthday, huh?
Gail, nothing.
I will say this.
Yeah.
You know who just checked in, and I will show you during the break?
Oh, Pagula.
No.
What's his buddy from Buffalo's name?
Pagula's the owner of Buffalo Bills.
You know who just wished you happy birthday?
Perna.
No, not Perna. On the Instagram, Rick's mom.
Really?
No, she didn't, did she?
I swear.
Mickey Rourke.
I gotta see this.
She follows you on Instagram?
She follows the show. She's so disappointed.
She's on the gram.
Wow. I don't want her on the gram.
Wait, I don't see that she sent me a note.
No, or she sent to the show.
You. To the show, you wagon.
Okay. Well, you have to attack
me. Don't look like that.
What?
No, you got a big smirk in your face.
Well, your mom loves me.
Don't play that game.
She finds me to be,
Don't start that war.
No.
No, really.
What?
Yeah,
I can't help it.
You adjust yourself with a seat like
she
that.
She likes what I'm...
You got new jeans on today, huh?
That's right.
Okay, you.
That's right.
Those new ones?
No, I think they're old, but I'm able to fit
you
them again.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening
when
for
you're
you.
When you're 51 years old, you take whatever you can get.
But I feel like you're just like, this is now at 51 is where you're kind of...
Coming into my own?
Really?
Yeah.
Blossoming in front of our eyes.
I mean, like, you can see the end.
No, you can't see the end.
Absolutely.
You got 40 years
things
left.
Things hurt that never used to hurt.
Stop,
I'm telling
please.
You.
Please. You're planking.
I have been planking.
You had like early morning sexy time. Like there's things happening that 51-year-old men just don't normally do.
I was on the treadmill 5 out of 7 days last week.
You're answering the phone on like first rings
I
now?
I know. It is a new version to me.
It's a great version.
It really is. 1-800-919-3776. Now, this is awkward. RJ currently screening a call, but we're ready for stuff you missed. So we have to buy him.
By the way,
should
we mention too how dirty Cincinnati did Joe Mixon too?
I don't know how.
Late in the game, like even Aaron Jones, like, oh hey, we're gonna get your replacement. Okay, now we're gonna
get rid of you.
Now you get into free agency.
But no one's ever gonna get angry at the teams.
Never.
People will get angry at the players.
No.
Because you tell me.
Because the players come and go.
Do you love the Jets more? Do you love fill in the blank player more?
No, the Jets.
Right.
Because they're not going anywhere.
That's right. Players, as bad as they are, they're always going to be there for you. The team, yes. The player, not so much. RJ!
Yes, Dave, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Are you ready?
I really am.
All right, Raymond, fire it up.
Now. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
All right, a lot has been touched
Dalton
on.
Dalton here.
Your Fred.
You see how the numbers move for Atlanta once they sign Cousins?
Oh, their odds to win?
Mm-hmm. Division, all that stuff.
Way up.
Big improvement, yeah.
I mean, they should win the division now.
I think the addition of Russell Wilson was it Russell Wilson? That the numbers did nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it just stayed flat. Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I think that I get confused because I've seen so much stuff over the last 2 days. Though.
I feel like I'm on a little overload right now, yeah.
Yeah, so we've touched on a lot of the big moves. Here's some of the moves we either haven't touched on or maybe you're hearing for the first time. New this morning, Sam Darnold and the Vikings, 1 year, $10 million. Minnesota also active in the backfield, Aaron Jones. They get him from Green Bay, 1 year, $7 million. And let's run through some of the other moves from yesterday we haven't spent a lot of time on. Gardner Minshew. 2 years, $25 million, $15 million guaranteed. He will compete with Aiden O'Connell as of now.
So what do the Raiders do now? And where does Justin Fields wind up?
That's a good question. That is a good question.
Well, I mean, depending on who you want to listen to. I mean, there's some pretty creative ideas out there.
Oh, yeah, you could use him as like an H-back.
Oh, boy.
Well, so right now. Mm-hmm. Where do we think that Justin Fields winds up? Like, how many landing spots are there for him? Is Minnesota a landing spot? Are they going to trade him to Minnesota?
Minnesota.
No. They're not trading him to Minnesota.
Minnesota's
going to draft a quarterback, it feels like.
Yeah, this is my know-nothing opinion. Maybe, are you stuck with him now until the draft? And you kind of wait to see who gets left without a chair? Maybe during the draft, even? It seems no one's jumping to get him.
No one is jumping
to get
him.
There's no rush right now, no.
But would the Raiders even want him now, or do they look at Minshew and then they're going to move up to get a quarterback? Would the Broncos want him?
But to RJ's point, unless they can.
Right. Would the Broncos want him?
The Broncos have Stidham right now, so I mean, they're looking for a quarterback.
Yeah. Maybe it's just me. I would have thought, now I know the money is so good with Russell Wilson, I would much rather have Justin Fields than Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but what's attractive about Russell Wilson is
he makes no money. I get it.
Minimum.
Hmm. Yep.
Surprised the market's this bad for him, though?
Justin Fields?
For Justin Fields with this many teams that needed quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. And plus, the Teams take flyers on everybody. This is the one guy that nobody's interested in?
I guess what's the asking price? That's what we don't know.
It doesn't sound like it would even be a two at this point, though.
No, I don't think so. I'm not even sure it's a top three-round pick.
Like, if you're Tennessee.
But New England.
They just signed Brissett, and they have a third overall pick, though.
Yep. So
I don't know where he's going to end up.
Yep. Rick, you touched on one of them, Jacoby Brissett, to the Patriots. Let's run through some here. We have some running back news. Tony Pollard to Tennessee, 3-year, $24 million. Austin Eckler, 2 years worth up to $11 million from the Commanders. DeAndre Swift, the Bears were pretty eager to sign him. 3 years, $24.5 million, $15.3 guaranteed.
I don't understand that.
He went early off the board.
I think he was the first one to go.
Yep. You know the name we learned yesterday, Dave? Mike Owenu. You don't have to worry about knowing it.
No.
Because he's also in New England. 3 years, 50.
On Wenu. He'll forever be on Wenu to me now.
3 years, up to $57 million.
And
Cassie sent me
Cassie sent me an Instagram thing yesterday with like all these real names that she wanted me to show you. And one of the guy's last names was, this is a real name. His last name was Litteris.
Oh, boy.
So your wife's involved in this too, huh?
No, it was.
It's
no,
Michael?
It was, Santi.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. You got to put more thought into that. Don't you?
There's no way.
I promise you. I'll show it to you after the break. I promise.
I'm out.
Real name.
I'm out.
Yeah. I would stay out. That's a good place to be.
I'm out.
Good place to be.
I'm going to take a sip of water now.
We talked about the Raiders. Christian Wilkins, 4 years, $110 million from the Las Vegas Raiders. $84 million in guarantees. Making a big splash. The Seahawks are bringing back Leonard Williams after that trade. 3 years, $64.5 million, $48.8 million guaranteed.
You kind of have to bring him back.
Absolutely.
He gave it 2 and a 5.
Absolutely.
Let him walk away for nothing.
Michael Pittman Jr. and the Colts, 3 year extension, up to $71 million, 46 of it guaranteed. Jags and Gabe Davis go 3 years and $39 million. The Eagles, aside from Saquon and Bryce Huff, they make one of their own. Landon Dickerson, the highest paid guard in the league. Maximum value, $87 million, includes $50 million in guarantees.
You said the highest paid guard.
Well, he was.
Didn't Robert Hunt get more? Okay.
Until Robert Hunt.
Right.
5 years, $100 million maximum value. So you can kind of see why they did this. I guess they're trying to protect Bryce Young.
Up the middle, yeah.
Carolina played 7 left guards and 8 right guards last season. That's just last year, 1 year.
So they really, as underwhelming as he was, they did him no favors.
Just zero.
And they fired this coach halfway through the season.
Yep.
So you got to think, though, with the Michael Pittman money, you think that's something that's right around where T. Higgins would be looking for? With what Pittman just signed?
I wonder if he'd want more.
Or would he want more than that? That's his average annual is over $23 million. 3 for $70 million.
I guess we'll learn how T. Higgins views himself. Like, we talked about it as a Jet.
He wants to be paid like a one, I would think.
Yeah, well, I mean...
$23 million a year?
That's the freshest deal where you're talking about a guy who's just, I mean...
Well, what kind of one are we talking about? If we're talking about like a Jefferson...
I mean, it's not Justin Jefferson.
No.
It's not Jamar Chase.
No, but how high is that ceiling going to get for receivers? Like 30? 32? What's Jefferson going to get?
Justin Jefferson's going to set the market.
The Vikings are clear all kinds of space, and it's, I'd imagine, for him.
They got good weapons, though, man.
They do. Hawkinson's getting paid, but
you had Aaron Jones. He's coming off a major injury.
You had Aaron Jones, the Hawkinson, Addison, and Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. When you factor in...
And their line is not bad.
No. You wonder if Jefferson and Chase are kind of playing chicken like their agents. Who's going to sign first? Because whoever signs second is going to get more. Right. But, I mean, we're going to go into the 30s with receivers. Like, I'm reading stuff about your buddy, Ayuk, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking. I mean, the numbers I've seen thrown around, like 25, 26.
For Ayuk?
Yeah.
Well, that seems insane.
I hope they can scale that down. It's just reports, rumors. But, yeah, I don't know. Bengals
He's not a number one receiver.
Ayuk?
I mean, he's very good, but he's very good in offense.
But you're paying him. He wants to be paying him potential to be a number one. So he hasn't been in his money.
I
got to
tell you, man, if I'm the Niners, I'm not keeping him and paying that kind of money.
He was second. I'm not saying he is. He was second team all pro last year, though.
He's terrific.
Yeah. Bengals also released Joe Mixon and signed Zach Moss 2 years, $8 million. Carlton Davis, corner, also traded from the Bucks to the Lions. I'm going to put this here. I hope it's proper placement. Well wishes out to Daryl Strawberry, who's recovering from a heart attack he posted on social media.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, we wish him well.
Also, and by the way, today is Daryl Strawberry's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Same as you.
Yeah.
So happy birthday. Joe Torre elected vice chairman of the Baseball Hall of Fame, taking on new jobs in his early 80s. Good for you, Joe Torre. Little spring training yesterday, Yankees beat the Phillies 2-1. Luis Gil came in relief through 3 2/3, struck out everyone. That's all his outs. 8 strikeouts. Mets lose to the Marlins 1-0. Tyler McGill, 4 innings, gives up 1 run.
Mets starting pitching has been good this season.
It's been really good. Yeah.
Tyler Glasnow will oppose Yu Darvish in that Dodgers-Padres opener in South Korea, which is fast approaching.
A week from tomorrow, I think.
We
right?
have the second best spring training ERA.
Nice.
That's big.
Yep.
That's really big. Unfortunately,
I don't like the way you mock things, RJ.
No, it's huge. Unfortunately, Islanders lose. My starting pitcher might be out for the year. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'm in a bad place. Unfortunately, Islanders lose to the Kings 3-0. Nice win for the Rangers. Mika ends his 30-game streak without a 5-on-5 goal. What did you say it went back to?
31 games.
December 23rd.
21st, I thought.
No, 3rd.
Yep. All right.
Rangers beat the Devils.
And that's the producer of the Rangers.
3-1 at the Garden, of which the producer was at. Devils not happy after that Matt Rempe hit. They want Matt Rempe suspended.
They get suspended for that?
He's going to get a review.
That was a dirty hit.
I know it was a dirty hit, and it's not his first. They made the one against Bastion that he killed him. Fine. I'm going to say no suspension. I'll say fine.
Okay.
Aaron Ekblad, lower body injury. He's going to be out at least 2 weeks for the Panther. Some hoops. Luka goes for 27, but his 30-point triple-double streak comes to an end. They beat Chicago. But
another triple-double.
Yes.
Yes.
And Tyrese Maxey cleared concussion protocol. He will play tonight against the Knicks, and sounds like, don't want to get ahead of myself, OG Anunoby could be on the floor tonight.
Oh, boy.
And that's a game you can hear right here. Produced by one Raymond Santiago.
You
7 o'clock pregame.
Either team gets over 80 points tonight?
I hope so.
Yeah, they better.
Yeah, you feel good about that?
They better.
Pretty sure Maxey's back tonight.
He is. He cleared concussion protocol.
Yep. So, and maybe OG.
He just said Maxey's back.
I know.
I got to think T. Higgins is probably going to be looking for the same money that Pittman just got. When you look at their,
I think that's a fair number wise. What did Pittman get?
3 years, 71.
I think 3 years, 70. So you're looking at what 20, not 24 years. So
he
23
got
ish a year.
Yeah,
46 guaranteed.
So 23 and a half a year. I think he's right there.
Can I? We touched on this like an hour and a half ago.
Let's touch it again.
Can I rephrase the question?
Yes.
Do you think differently if I told you he gets Pittman numbers? Jets and Higgins.
What am I giving up for him, though?
Next year's two.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Who is the other guy?
Sutton.
And what am I giving up for Sutton?
Let's say a fifth.
How much is Sutton making?
You're asking a lot of questions.
Well, I think... So I'm glad you asked, Dave. So Sutton over the next 2 years, he's got 2 years left in his deal. Cap hit this upcoming season will be 17. And then the cap hit the following season is just over almost 18, so 17-8.
This is like pickleball. Me and Rick just volleying your questions back at you.
I would say Higgins. Does that answer your question?
It does.
Great. Can I break now?
Yes.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you've thrown kind of a wrinkle into my breakfast plans. Because now I just ate your magnificent egg whites and bacon and banana. Not that hungry, and I have breakfast in 45 minutes.
Well, I think you freed yourself up, though.
How
now
so?
This, well, because, I mean, I knew you're going to get. You go to breakfast, you're going to get the egg whites, and you're going to get some nice crispy bacon.
I don't know what I'm going to get now. I'm not going to duplicate what I just had.
Right, so it
I
frees
get,
you up.
I might get some oatmeal and fruit.
Yeah, frees you up. Oatmeal and fruit, delicious.
Delicious. Oh. Absolutely. Let's go to some of the callers. Let's go to Trevor West Milford. Hi, Trev. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Dave and Rick, how are you?
We're doing really well, Trevor. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Just a few quick things. Devils last night, they quit. Start to tank for sure.
I don't think they quit. You thought they quit?
They quit.
No, I don't think they quit.
They quit.
It wasn't their best
They're
effort.
Done.
It wasn't their best effort.
And then the Yankees news, I mean, almost cried. Hopefully Cole's all right.
Well, not yet, though. I mean, be very worried. I wouldn't be almost crying yet. Let's see what the MRI shows before you freak out.
I guess. And then I was crying laughter yesterday. The Giants are just miserable, Dave, and it makes me so happy. Thank you for giving us Saquon. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, you're an Eagles fan?
Oh, go bird, baby. Come on. We talked last time. You almost threw me off the show. So I hope that was a nice little birthday present for you.
Fly, right? Eagles, fly.
So you're a Devils fan and an Eagles fan, huh?
And a Yankee fan, too.
So you're the biggest fraud that we have walking the planet. How are you a Yankees fan?
How am I a Yankees fan?
Right. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Wait, so you're from Jersey, so you're a Yankees fan. So why are you an Eagles fan over a New York football team?
My dad's a Cowboys fan. Mom is a Redskins Commanders fan, and they said I could be anything
but a Giants
fan. So
you felt like you had to complete the NFC East? Is that what it was?
That's right. And then 2004, my first jersey was Brian Dawkins' jersey. We were in the Super Bowl, unfortunately lost. But yeah, that's how I became an Eagles fan. And why would I want to be a fan of that pathetic franchise? Come on, Dave.
So how old are you?
You want to just keep telling off all these pieces?
How old are you?
I'm 24. Okay. I met you at the Chase Bridge. I'm the baseball guy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like you at all. So I didn't want to have to bring that up. But, so you're 24. And I remember you now. 24 years old. In your lifetime, how many Eagles championships have you seen?
I've seen one.
Trevor, hang on a second. How many Giants championships have there been?
I don't even know.
Oh, well, you should study up a little bit, too, in your lifetime.
Don't be nasty.
Why? He was nasty.
No, he wasn't.
He was nasty to me.
He was.
I did nothing to him.
How did you not see that coming? It said Eagles on the screen.
Well, it said Eagles, then it went on with his...
What do you think that was there for?
You knew that was coming?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're a better man than me.
Go Birds.
Your mother. See, it's a reflex. There's nothing I can do. Carl in Queens. Hi, Carl.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, go Eagles. Listen, to bring up Saquon, the burning the jersey, those people are crazy. And the guy said he wants him to get hurt. Yeah, I don't know. Those people are odd. But first of all, I want to be clear, Dave. You said this about Joe Douglas. I will give him the free agency time until the draft. Let's see what we look like at the start of the season. But I don't know if you remember us talking about Bryce Huff. I said I'd give him 20 mil. You said more, and the Eagles gave him 17. Now, I understand we have a good unit, all that, but I'm very irritated at how we could just
I don't think you could keep him. I don't think it makes sense to keep him. How could you draft someone in the first round last year?
That's why you drafted Will McDonald.
And then...
So they have to trust Will McDonald their whole stunt package, whatever they run, the whole premise is that they keep swapping out DEs, and so... I don't know. But my main point after that is, okay, so Bryce Huff left. Then Philly's going in, guys. I mean, they're going all in now. I actually respect it a lot. But he needs to make a splash. So T. Higgins would be perfect. Oh, my God, please. Or Courtland Sutton, or even Calvin Ridley didn't get picked up, right?
Nope.
It's quiet on Calvin. I would take Calvin Ridley, too. He's a bit smaller than the first two. But other than that, and Rick, I want to ask you, with the safeties, Chuck Clark's going to hopefully play this season.
Well, he's back and he resigned, so yeah.
Right. And Whitehead, is he resigned or is he going? So we probably need another safety, too, now.
Yeah, Whitehead is not signed, no.
But yeah, I need the big splash. No, seriously, please, Big Joe. We need. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers would have made the offense look better, but give him another weapon, please. Who, and we probably need another wide receiver. What can we count on? Alan Lazard?
Can you count on him? No, but he's going to be on the team.
No. Yeah.
So yeah, you definitely
he's certainly going
to
be on.
You
the
definitely
team.
Need a compliment to Garrett Wilson.
100%. Raymond.
Yes.
Do we have India on the map?
I don't think we do.
This is exciting then. Let's go to DJ in India. Hi, DJ.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good.
First of all, happy birthday.
He just said happy birthday. He's supposed to say thank you.
Thank you. Well, I thought he had more things to say. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I just wanted to call in and talk about Saquon being let go. You know, at first being disappointed, but then I kind of you understand it. Now, does this have any effect on Brian Daboll's tenure? You know, now since they are in, I mean, they've been in a rebuild mode, but does it give him more tenure being acceptable as a coach? You know, like, okay, you're rebuilding, or is it going to be strictly based off, okay, if they're still having a losing season under, if Daniel Jones is the quarterback going into the next season and they finish under 500 and miss the playoffs, which
would
be
bad. If you draft one of the big, and thanks for the call, DJ, you draft one of the big receivers and you take another offensive lineman with your second round pick and you keep Daniel Jones and you build around him and you're still under 500, that would be bad.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons that we've talked about as to why you would draft a quarterback. Because you're still uncertain about Daniel Jones, and at least you have the hope of, hey, we have our next guy. You roll the dice with Daniel Jones and it doesn't work out, it's probably see ya.
Right.
So, yeah.
For your own safety net, you kind of have to take the quarterback. And it at least buys you, you'd figure, at least two, if not three
seasons.
Yeah,
the whole process was sped up with that first year.
Right.
And now there's a for whatever reason, even this last year, a crazy amount of pressure.
But again, Gettleman left this organization in tatters, mm-hmm. and you had to redo the whole thing. And they have now started the process of redoing.
Yeah, but year one was supposed to be like an evaluation year. It was like you heard every excuse as to why the team wasn't going to be good.
And they got so fortunate, though. If you went back and looked at that schedule, I mean, they could have lost the first game if Randy Bullock makes a 42-yard field goal. Right, they trailed the Ravens by 10 points in the fourth quarter. Lamar Jackson starts fumbling all over the place. They win that game, and so they got very, very fortunate.
Yeah, and by getting fortunate, I mean it sped up what they were trying to do, and now we're kind of sitting here in year three.
Question for you: Giants go to the playoffs. They were 9-7-1, right? In Minnesota, Daniel Jones goes out. Meh. Giants lose. Is he back?
Probably.
Yeah, you think he'd be back mm-hmm. regardless.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ, did you see what I did?
You teased something during traffic.
Yeah, we saw it.
No, it was.
I was just going to see. I was going to see what I've been dying to see for the last 10 years.
I don't want to be here.
And
for
he was going to show me it.
I don't.
And you ruined it.
He's going to show me. Yeah,
he's going to show.
You guys have no idea what you missed by being on that side of the glass.
I think it probably benefits us to not be.
I think so as well.
It's not that it. It was another it, but as I've been dying to see it.
I don't know what it is, and I don't want to know.
RJ, when I did the pre-traffic tease, did you not think to yourself, that's a guy that's taking advantage of every second he has on the air?
That's exactly what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Dialed in.
See?
It's a man that got the poison out last night is what it is.
You want to hear what my news is?
It said it's injury related for the Yankees.
Yes. John Heyman tweets, Aaron Judge told writers he had an MRI in his abdominal muscle area yesterday. Came back clean. Hasn't swung for a few days. Won't until maybe later in the week. This is a little uncomfortable. Said he's, quote, pretty sure he'll be ready for opening day.
Ugh. I'm sorry, RJ.
Great. Wonderful.
Sorry, guys.
Things are going great.
I mean, I'm told this was mid-spring training.
They do too much.
Things are wonderful.
Now, you want to know why athletes are always hurt? They do too much.
How is he always
they don't
hurt
stop.
With this stuff,
they
though?
They don't stop. He's doing too much. Has to be.
Well, here's the problem. He swings a bat for a living. That's,
right.
It's not good.
No, you start talking about like pulled obliques or something.
That's bad.
I'm going to go home.
You don't want to start the season like that.
Life is pain, Your Highness.
This is why RJ's not fully invested in the abdominal. Remember when we had that whole
talk?
You broke it down for us?
Is this the reason, RJ? Because you're afraid of regular season swings?
That's right. Can't hurt your abs if you can't see them. That's my motto.
You can't pull it.
Yeah. I mean, but Aaron Judge was always, we heard about for years, like what finally kept him healthy was not swinging so much. Because he would just take cuts like hundreds a day, off days, before games. Obviously, I don't even want to say it. So, I hope he's okay.
Not a great start too when you're expecting him to be your center fielder,
right?
So now two of their three
most important pieces.
Juan Soto's tearing the cover off the ball, and the other two are
undergoing MRI.
I was looking at the Buster, you know, top 100 article the other day, and how the Yankees have three guys in the top 10, and it's like, oh, this is nice. And now two of them are hurt. It's great.
Well,
it's wonderful.
Yeah, I guess they are.
It's great.
Well, one's not really hurt.
Right.
MRI came back clean. He's just dealing with soreness.
Right. But to note,
he's not swinging a bat for the rest
of
the week.
More than 2 weeks away that he's probably going to be ready for opening day is not the most
comfortable. I think that Aaron Judge is attempting
report.
Not to get hurt would be my guess.
Yeah,
because that doesn't feel right. So rather than rush through it, let's get the MRI. Looks clean. Let's not force the issue because we're at the point now where if we do, bad things will happen.
Yeah, the Yankees have definitely earned the benefit of the doubt when it comes to rehabbing stuff.
And it's only a couple weeks after we found out that Aaron Judge said he'll be maintaining the toe for the rest of his career.
Right. So that toe injury is going to follow him forever now.
Ugh. It feels like it's going to linger, yeah. The problem with Garrett Cole is having to shut him down. That's the problem with the pitchers.
Because you shut him down, and then you ramp him back up, and how long does that take?
I think it's like a six-week ramp-up.
Right. So, I mean, if you find out he's going to be out for 3 weeks of the season, if you just find out he's going to be out for all of April, right? Now you're looking at he's going to come back in mid-May?
Yeah, and what does he look like when he comes back? I mean, usually when you miss that kind of that time at the beginning of the season, it doesn't really bode well for how well you'll pitch for the rest of the season. But, I mean, coming off a season where he was the best pitcher in baseball and what you need him to be if you're going to try to get, I mean, you're trying to get to a World Series now in this year?
It'd be a catastrophic loss. Judge on Cole. I know he's not bouncing back the way he is, but The guy's a perfectionist. I'm hoping for the best news. Even if it's him being out for just a couple of weeks, I'll take that over anything worse. Well, obviously.
Well, listen, it's a problem that has to be fixed, though. Right? Like, this is not something like, oh, hey, you know, whatever it is, he's fine now. If he's not, like, you need him to pitch every fifth day and pitch at a very high level.
Right.
If he's not bouncing back properly, like, you got to correct
And not bouncing back properly in March.
Right now.
It's not like they're taxing him tremendously either. So if he's not bouncing back, that's a real problem.
It has to be, yeah, it has to be corrected. And then however long that takes, then you move forward. But
yeah, let's go to a couple calls and then we'll go to Raymond's three stars. Joey Montclair. Hey, Joey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dave, happy birthday. And
thank
I'm sorry
you.
We're talking about Saquon going to the Barclays to spend it.
I know. I did not anticipate this would be the conversation on my birthday, but you do what you got to do.
No. Well, to be honest, I didn't anticipate it either because I don't think you really have a reason to be angry with Barkley. I mean, he wanted to stay here. He wanted to be a Giant. We just didn't commit to him. And what he did was he stayed local, went to a winning team, and I understand that. Now, I don't wish him well. We hope he doesn't have success with the Eagles. But I do think that the Giants fans should be angry at Joe Shane. The reality is he had no intention of signing Barkley, so why did we not trade him last year when Tommy DeVito was the quarterback?
I don't
know. He had no intention of going to the playoffs. Like, that's the real problem here.
I think that you're right. I think that one of three things happened. They either had a miscalculation and they messed up.
Doesn't seem like Joe Shane is miscalculated.
They thought maybe they'd keep him, or they thought that without him, the locker room would fall to pieces.
I would lean locker room.
Okay. I think that's as fair as anything else. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Hi, Fran.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Fran. I appreciate that. He's very excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And love the show. You guys all do a great job. Just real quick, I'm a Bears fan along with the Mets fan, an Islanders fan, and a Knicks fan. And
how the Bears, Fran? How did that happen?
Well, it's first of all, my name's Francis, so it started when I was a kid. I was a Fran Talkington fan. You know what I mean? He was my idol. So I was a Vikings fan, and then he retired, and I would just, you know, I was still young, and I just wandered around for a little while. I loved offenses. I didn't know who to have. And then I just fell in love with the 84, 85 Bears, and ever since, you know, I took a lot of heat for being a bandwagon fan because of the first year they won the Super Bowl, and they haven't won since. They've been horrible. So
I love that you loved offense, and yet you jumped on the Bears bandwagon.
I know. They just hooked me. You know, it's one of those things when you're in the middle. And you got to remember, New York Giants and Jets, and I don't want to get into it, but they moved to Jersey, so it was a little different. But I loved Fran Talkington. So that's what it was. But anyway, real quick, the Bears are going to F it up just like they've been doing for 30 years. They're going to screw it up. Look what they did with Trubisky. Look what they did with the kid. I like this kid. What I would have did was, like, would have kept this kid for one more year, the quarterback, all right? And what I would have did was I would have traded the first for a boatload, maybe got a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh to go with the ninth, take a wide receiver, take a whatever, and see, go from there. But I mean, they're gonna mess this whole thing up. I do not want the guy from USC. That guy,
well, that's who you're
I
getting,
do
Fran.
Not want him.
That's who,
at
that's
all.
Who you're getting.
No,
that's,
well, you know
too
what?
Bad. That's gonna be your quarterback.
Yeah, but and then what though? And then what?
What, wait a year and then do what?
And then what?
No, I whenever
so now
the
you go back
not
like
the
years
answer.
Where you trade away the first,
and you also have to pay Fields now.
Well, yeah, at the very least, pick up his fifth-year option.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but yeah. He wants to keep him. You'd have to decide
well, for
what
just a year, he said.
Right.
And now you'll have missed on C.J. Stroud.
I like the idea of moving him to like an H-back kind of thing.
No, stop it.
No?
Idiot.
All right. Raymond, you ready?
Oh, sure.
Let's go.
Today's three stars. Number three.
I mean, so much going on yesterday. So we'll put the highlight on NFL free agency, all the moves being made, all the money being thrown out. Did you guys know 31 teams made a move yesterday on the first day of quote-unquote legal tampering, which...
You got to know what my question's going to be.
Dallas.
Oh, is that right, Ray?
The one team that didn't make a move.
Nothing.
Because the owner/GM and the entire front office is out on a yacht in the middle of the Bahamas somewhere.
It's a beautiful yacht, though.
But they'll make their first move in free agency maybe sometime next week.
He's
number two.
He's dead inside. It's
cool.
Unbelievable.
It's cool. Part of the moves, Saquon Barkley, now Philadelphia Eagle, which now means that Dave's dog needs a new name. And Burley, Berkeley, Bark, or Lee, or both, I don't know. Many options on the table. Stay tuned for the new name of Dave's dog or the expletives that may be hurled at the dog when the Giants play the Eagles this year.
Number one.
Happy birthday, Dave. What a day it's been for you. You got the first choice of the banana, the bacon and egg, the RJ gift card, and a little morning... happiness. So I'm very happy for you, Dave. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And you got to spend some time with me on my birthday.
Glorious.
Lucky for him,
lucky
right?
For you.
Lucky for you. You got to spend some time with me on my birthday. It's, what rule is it? 76, I believe.
No excuses, playing a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
Happy birthday to me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to carpe omni the hell out of this thing.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Bulbous.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.